The biblical story which Bonnie Lee told our RE class is accepted as factual history by millions of traditional Christians. But liberal Christians understand that this is not a literal, but a symbolic story, one which illustrates deep spiritual truths which are more universal than merely Christian. I'll try not to get carried away here, but I think there is something of value for Unitarians in the story of Jesus' resurrection, even for the most staunchly secular scientific rationalists among us. Belief in resurrection after death was not a new idea in Jesus' time. The Jewish belief, which dated back to the 2nd century BCE, was that although after death the body would return to dust, the spirit was immortal. In contrast, the Greeks had long held that a meritorious man could be resurrected as a god after his death, the process of apotheosis, and this belief was adopted by the Roman emperors for purposes of political propaganda. According to the theology of Imperial Roman apotheosis, the earthly body of the recently deceased emperor vanished. He received a new and divine one in its place and was then seen by credible witnesses. Accordingly, in the earliest Christian communities, the Jewish belief in the mortality of the body and the immortality of the soul prevailed. But as Christianity rapidly expanded into the Greco-Roman world, the story of Jesus' resurrection grew to include the pagan belief in the hero who is immortalized and deified in his physical body. And the evolution of resurrection theology can be observed in the four Gospels. Mark, the earliest Gospel, was written around 70 CE and contains no stories of post-resurrection appearances of Jesus, whereas the later Gospels and Acts of the Apostles, written over the next two decades, tell of numerous appearances of Jesus to his disciples during the weeks which follow the resurrection. The Roman Catholic religious teachings of my childhood revolved around the redemptive act of Jesus' death and resurrection. Now, perhaps I wasn't taking my childhood sins seriously enough to be greatly relieved that Jesus was redeeming me from them, but I found more comfort in that part which comes after the miraculous and wondrously dramatic bit, during the weeks when his disciples find Jesus among them once again. After the resurrection, we come to know a different Jesus, no longer a public figure, weighted down by his own fame and notoriety. No more massive crowds following him everywhere, or harassment by the clerical elite of the temple, or persecution by the ruling Roman government. He has risen above all that, and has become a private and beloved guide and protector, a teacher, a rabbi, a transcendent spiritual leader. He is transformed and is at peace, as he guides his disciples with loving care and prepares them for the time when he will leave them again and will ascend into heaven to be reunited with God the Father. According to the renowned biblical scholar Iges of Vermes, the resurrection is to be understood as a reviving of the self-confidence of the followers of Jesus under the influence of the Spirit, prompting them to resume their apostolic mission. They felt the presence of Jesus in their own actions, rising again, today and tomorrow, in the hearts of men who love him and feel that he is near. It doesn't matter whether you believe that Jesus rose from the tomb and became physically alive again, or whether his spirit was appearing to his disciples in miraculous visions, or whether he was only alive in their hearts and their memories of his time with them on earth, or even whether he actually existed at all. In this story from the Christian scriptures, you can feel the bond of love and support between Jesus and the disciples. The disciples draw strength and courage and resolve from Jesus, whether or not he is physically present among them, just as we ourselves are often inspired by those long dead. But we also see Jesus transformed. He has shed society's expectations, assumptions, and persecution, and is changing the world around him through his spiritual strength and his love for the people closest to him. I was instructed and encouraged as a Catholic child to become a disciple of Jesus, to love him and follow him and learn from him. But as a post-Catholic adult, I feel that becoming a disciple was only half of the resurrection message. The other half, the more universal half, is to become Jesus, to let your spiritual inner light and love shine on those around you, and together make the world a better place.